Hi, everybody. This is Michelle Madison. My co-host John and I have been podcasting since 2005, and we do tons of bonus shows every week for our main show, Video Game Outsiders. Now, Warcraft Outsiders is one of those shows, so if you want to get these shows earlier, with better sound quality, and without this annoying ad at the front from me, you can check out VideoGameOutsiders.com and go premium for $1.99 a month and get tons of shows from John and me and support us. So let's check this episode out. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Warcraft Outsiders. We are doing another show sort of
Warcraft,
early
Warcraft,
because John.
Yeah. This is,
are you choked up about this? Because we have a release date.
We do not.
Yes, we do. We finally have another release date.
It must be December.
Shadowlands is coming 10th. Out November 23rd.
Now, the original rumored launch date was December, wasn't it?
They just said before, like, you know,
the end
on
of the
or
year.
Before December 31st. And then, yeah, there were some theories going around. People were expecting December, but it looks like, I believe what happened was Cyberpunk was delayed.
Yes.
And then because of that, they said, well, I guess we're not going to go with that December 8th or whatever. We're going to go with this. And it's a little complicated. So we're getting it on Monday, the 23rd, 3 o'clock Pacific time.
Right.
6
Which
o'clock
is the
Eastern
Monday
time.
Before Thanksgiving. So
yes.
That's a fun week.
Yeah. November 10th, the pre-expansion launch events begin. So that's already coming, next week? So we
What's
can start
that all
to,
about?
Well, you know, just the stuff we've covered in the past, like getting catch-up gear or getting that bag that I want, doing some mm-hmm. events, killing some Scourge, probably seeing some cutscenes. Then the expansion launch on the 23rd. December 8th, Castle Nathria release, which is the first raid, and Shadowlands Season 1. So some people are worried because December 8th, like the Mythic Raids come out, and they'll be probably going into Christmas, and they don't want to raid during Christmas. But Ian sort of made a post talking about how, like, no matter what we did, like, we'd really have to really delay this to make it work out for everybody in every perfect scenario. So I'm happy with it. It does seem a little early. We're going to get into some of the stuff later, like they had their earnings call and some good news about stuff like that.
I agree that it does feel early, and I do
even though
think
it was delayed, it feels early.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But, you know, I also saw a whole bunch of games got delayed because of Cyberpunk. Games that were going to release in December were pushed back to January, which could have been the alternative here, right? So,
and people were saying maybe that would have been awkward because they made that promise that it would come out in 2020, and somebody said in Europe there's certain laws. I don't know if that's bullshit, but it always comes up every time there's a delay.
Well they took money, right, for pre-orders, and there's a news story relating to that.
Yes.
But they kind of promised everyone 2020. So
right. So here we are. Let's be positive about it, right? It's exciting. It's very close. You know, Thanksgiving time,
that's
holiday time
long.
Is a good time, I think, to play WoW. People are off.
I think
people will be playing together. I think this is a positive thing.
I'll pull out the WoW cookbook, which is kind
that's
of a Thanksgiving-y book.
There's a new WoW cookbook. Did you see that
I saw
one?
That. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the
a
new
lot of
flavors. Is it desserts? The new flavors of Azeroth, right? Is that what it's called? I put it in here somewhere, but we got a lot of notes this week. Yeah, here it is. So this is written by the author of the other two. New Flavors of Azeroth, the official cookbook. I see some.
Is there
like,
any examples of items that are in there?
I mean, this one, there's a donut.
Yeah.
It looks like some chicken on a skewer, some breadsticks. It might be more stuff that I would eat.
What
the
is
other
that
one was
green?
Weird. I wanted to avoid saying what that was because I don't know. It looks like cabbage or something. What is
it's
that?
It's funny because it looks like something I just made.
I have no clue what
that
is.
I made like pureed broccoli. Is that what that is?
Ew. It looks like some sort of, it's like a lettuce wrap if you look closely.
Oh, it is? I thought it was broccoli. Pureed.
No, yeah, no. It looks
oh,
like
oh, those
sort
are
of,
wraps.
Yeah,
like a
lettuce
spring
wrap.
Roll or something. Or
so the cover is not final. It says on it. So maybe we're looking at something that's just was like an image search from stock photos for food. Maybe none of this has anything to do with what's happening. So yeah, that'll be coming out May 18th.
Now the original cookbook is very Thanksgiving-y. Like
yes,
it's very
there's a turkey on the cover, right?
Colonial American, whatever you want to call it, like settler colonialism. Type food.
It sort of fits with the medieval WoW sort of theme, yeah.
It's a good cookbook to pull out around Thanksgiving, which is when
That's
this game's launching.
It's a big risk, though. You know,
why?
Like, hey, I made something from the WoW cookbook. You're serving it to your family.
Yes.
And it tastes like crap. Like,
Murloc
what are winter
stew.
Spices? I don't really know what they are. So the weird thing is that book that we pre-ordered, Azeroth, the Eastern Kingdoms, comes out the 24th. So that's like a day after the expansion launch or maybe the same day if you're in Europe. So
Yeah,
they delayed that to sort of coincide with the release. All right, so let's sort of get into what we're doing in the game really quickly before we get into the news and some of the big news about the pre-orders and the earnings call and stuff like that. So I did mention this on another one of our shows, but I wanted to quickly mention it here because WoW was the first game that inspired me to do this. So you guys know I have been sort of doing the Chromie time, going back in Wrath of Lich King, leveling my Frostmage, and I noticed that like out there, things do seem a little blurrier than they do in the new lands, you know, because whatever the reason, we've increased the capacity of the engine through the years and the art. So I said, I have to find a way to sort of sharpen this up without doing something that was going to mess with my desktop or anything else. And I remembered those NVIDIA filters. So, you know, you can set them up through GeForce Experience. You can set up a hotkey to swap between them. I ended up finding something I was kind of happy with. And it's really just a sharpen filter and then a little bit of a color tint filter. I turn up the vibrance and sort of, I don't really mess with the temperature that much, but just sort of give it some more saturation.
You're kind of boosting the saturation.
Just giving it a little oomph because I just really like the way it looks like that. And I really feel like the sharpness is great. And you don't have to use that in the game. This is something we talked about on PC Outsiders where it won't give you that performance hit. So if you don't want to lose any frames, you can sort of not put on any anti-aliasing, but then use the NVIDIA filter, which is just an overlay to sharpen it there, and you get that sort of similar effect without having any performance hit. So I really like that, and you can set three different profiles for every game. It automatically loads up, and that's been fun. So, you know, a lot of events are going on in the game right now. It is the 16th anniversary of World of Warcraft, and we have some sort of other things going on top of that, like the Day of the Dead. And so I logged in today just to check out the Day of the Dead and see if anything was different. And it's not. Like, you dance with the character, and you get turned into, like, a dead person. You can get those costumes that I already have.
Where does that happen? In the capital cities?
Capital cities, outside by the graveyard. You know, this used to be the best way to level cooking, because there was, like, a recipe you could just spam through, like, Bread of the Dead. And now what they've done with professions, and there's really no reason to go through and level, like, the old expansions of the professions. They broke them up separately into, like, leveling per expansion. So it's really easy to catch up. Like, you could just start playing in Shadowlands and be like, you know what? I've always wanted to be a jewel crafter. You don't have to start from one anymore. You'll start from one of Shadowlands professions. Like, you don't have to work your whole way through the other levels. Now, I have mixed feelings on that, because that used to be part of the fun and the grind of leveling professions. Like, oh, I can't believe I'm going to pick up mining. I need to do it, but I have to start all the way back. I got to go through the old lands. I got to go to Duskwood. I have to go grind in the forest. I have to go out, you know, to different places that you probably wouldn't go to. And it was just part of the leveling and the fun. And now you don't have to do any of that. You just start at the expansion that you're playing. What do you think of that?
You just start at the expansion that you're playing, and you don't have to put any effort into it at all.
Into the past. Yes, you just have it right there, and you level through just from that expansion. So let's say, like, Cataclysm Engineering is 1 to 100, and then, you know, Warlords of Draenor Engineering is 50 to 100, like 1 to 100 again. It's just like, it's a different, like, compartmentalized sort of profession per expansion, instead of looking at this, like, overall sweeping thing. And there's different recipes you can go get. Like, there might be.
Wait, let me understand what you're saying. So if Ratchet Lich King is could be possibly 50 to 100 on some professions, and you skip 1 to 50 kind of a thing? Is that
what
you're saying?
Like, you don't need to do the Wrath of the Lich King stuff to go in and do the Cataclysm or the Mists of Pandaria stuff. You don't need to have those other previous ones leveled through.
Oh, I see. So you get credit for the previous expansions.
You don't get credit. You don't have them leveled. You don't have the recipes. They aren't just given to you, but you can just jump right in at any point now where you couldn't before. So let's say in the past, if I wanted to start playing an expansion and pick up a profession, I couldn't just jump in and get it. Say, I can't train 200 because I haven't done 100 to 199. Now you can train 200. You can start with, you know, Shadowlands profession, Shadowlands jewel crafting, and start right there. So, you know, they're trying to
make it. So you're starting at level technically 200 on that expansion.
But yet you don't have any of the previous levels. You don't have any of the previous
or
recipes.
Okay, so any of this previous stuff you cannot get unless you go back to those.
Or maybe they gave them all, like, their own individual level. So each one could be a one, like a 0 to 100 or something. I don't remember how they did it. But, like, you don't have any of the previous ones, and you're just starting each one. Like, they're compartmentalized. Like,
would you have to go to play each expansion's time-walking event to get all of that stuff?
No, you could do them without being in the time-walking. No. But you know what? They've taken this philosophy of being, like, one solid game, and this has been happening through the years, and it's now become, no, each expansion is its own separate entity, its own systems, and I don't like that. My philosophy of why I liked MMOs was, it's always here, it's permanent, you take it from, like, the work I put in now will pay off later. It doesn't work that way anymore. I don't feel good that I went through and leveled my herbalism or my alchemy back in the day, you know, because it's like, I didn't really need to. I could have just hopped on a new character and just leveled it now, and I would have been caught up. And it's like, yeah, I know it gets harder for people to catch up, and maybe that's sort of intimidating, but I just feel like that's going to ruin what an MMO is and what Warcraft is. And I really want them, let's say they add housing. I don't want housing in the next expansion to just be something for that expansion, like garrisons. I want it to be something that stays. That's a part of WoW. You add on to it every expansion. Don't just get rid of it. Don't just make something an expansion-only feature.
But they can't keep adding on top of old things, right? So they have to reset it because they realized.
But why? That's all people ever wanted. Look at look at Classic and BC and Wrath of Lich King. Like, people just want more spells.
But did they create a long-term problem because they didn't realize it was going to go this long? And then they've been just kind of pivoting as you go?
No, because they're hanging on to stupid things nobody wants, like the mission table system. And they're not adding on to other things people really liked, like artifact weapons or something stupid. So, you know, you can pick and choose which ones to keep, but they seem to be keeping the ones that are least effort. And, like, I don't know. I don't really like the philosophy. Well, they're the least effort for them to make, like the mission table. Like, nobody's begging for that, you know? But, like, people want other things. And I just feel like their philosophy has changed. It's been, like, what can we sell this expansion? What can go on the box, you know? Instead of, like, how can we make this a better game?
Which is
overall
what I was thinking, Michelle, when you were saying all this. Yep. Like, if they keep everything the same, they have nothing to talk about in the expansion besides, like, some new area and species or race or class or, right?
So, right, but when you make these expansion-only features, they take up a lot of development time.
Okay, would you like it if it just stayed like how Classic was or Burning Crusade, and they only do just add new areas and quests and new dungeons? Is that enough?
If the talent tree started branching off and there were cool different builds to play around with, and classes sort of changed up, like there was a meta, you know, and you felt like, oh, I'm going to try this spec, this expansion. I'm all about Shadow, and next time I'm going Holy because this is really good, this expansion. It's just like, nobody seems to like that philosophy of expansion-only features. People seem to want them to work on things that have permanence in the game. So that's all I'm saying. It's just like development time is being poured away into nothing. And for these throwaway things, like, are you going to remember Azerite and Azerite armor and traits?
Right, yeah.
Next, you won't. You're not going to, it's not worth it. And the person,
you're not going to be clamoring to do that again.
No, like, I don't think you will. So, yeah, the Day of the Dead has been lame. Like I said, it's also the 16th anniversary going on. So there was some PvP event that people said got nerfed called Korok's Revenge, but they said they nerfed it, so it's not even worth it. It takes, like, I don't know, over an hour to get a single level. So they gave you a cloak. Okay, so I logged in to get this cloak. And normally during every WoW anniversary, like, you get a mount or something fun, like especially on the 15-year or the 10-year or something like that. So people were expecting maybe a pet or a mount. So instead you log in and you get like a little thing in the mailbox. And it's like, here you go. Here are 200 time walking badges. They don't tell you like what to do with them. You're just like, what is this? But if you look up online, you can go to the vendor and you can buy a cloak for 200 badges. And the cloak is a blue and gold cloak. Looks a little bit like something Jaina would wear, like from, I don't know, Kirin Tor. And it just doesn't make any sense for me as Horde. I don't really like cloaks anyway. I generally hide them because they're all pretty ugly. But this one just didn't feel good. It was like, you just gave me some badges. Why didn't you just give me the cloak in the mail?
Because they wanted you to go to that cavern.
I guess.
So, because I logged in today and I had something in my mailbox.
Yeah.
Is that what's in there right now?
That's what it is. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a little box saying, thanks for logging on. You get an achievement. You know, I think I've logged on during every anniversary or whatever for 16 years. So it's like, oh, okay, yay. But this one just didn't feel like anything. I guess it's 16, it's not 15, but, you know, with all of the artists they have and all the cool things they could make,
it should be badass.
Yeah. It should be something special. It just, not this, like, oh, this looks like a green drop cloak, but.
Right.
Maybe.
But,
it's for,
I mean, these kind of like timed things where if you're there at the right time, you happen to log in, you happen to get it that week or month or whatever. Those type of things should be special, and that's kind of like the model for Call of Duty and Fortnite and all these other games with season passes, where if you played that week and you got that thing, you have that forever, and people are like, oh, when did you get that? Oh, that was from 2 years ago when they did, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I love
John
my
Wick
stuff
week.
Like that. Like, I've got the spirit from the pre-expansion patch of Wrath of the Lich King that follows me around. I have the spirit of competition pet and like Olympic-style tabard from old WoW stuff. But I'm not going to look back on this blue cloak and be like, I'm so glad I have that from the 16th anniversary in 10 more years if this game is still going on and I'm still playing. So anyway, yeah, that's it. I'm really looking forward to next week where I can actually get back on my main and do some of this pre-expansion stuff. And we'll all be leveling in Shadowlands before we know it. So like I said, you can head to our Discord, join our community. And that's it, John. What are you doing over there?
Well, the last week here has been me fixated on a very superficial goal, Michelle.
Yes, yes. But a noble
and that
one.
That was updating to the latest version of Windows, which sounds crazy. And maybe we'll talk more in depth about it on PC Outsiders.
Yeah.
But the bottom line, The short story here is that I couldn't update my PC to the latest version of Windows. It just wouldn't go, okay? And how that affects WoW is that because of this, I could not enable ray-traced shadows, okay? which drove me fucking insane. Okay,
yeah, you just get this 3080, right?
Right.
You want to jump into one of your favorite games and see what it can
yes.
do.
Yeah, so I got the greatest new video card that has, you know, all these ray tracing effects, and WoW now supports it, and mm-hmm. I can't fucking enable it because I have Windows 1909, which is a version from, like, last November, right? And the latest version is, well, for May and then October now, which is 2004 and 20H2 or something. So anyway, I couldn't install it. I finally got it on. And again, maybe I'll go more in depth on PC Outsiders about that. So I finally get it all installed. And I went into World of Warcraft, and I quickly turned on Ray Trace Shadows, and I was so excited, Michelle,
mm-hmm.
to see what I was missing and what I could not enable.
Yeah. What'd you think?
And I saw... And by the way, is that why this is called Shadowlands? Because they...
No.
The new Shadows.
No. I wish. Sure? It would be nice if it maybe had a purpose.
Because if you enable this, you're enabling deluxe Shadows everywhere in this Shadowland.
Mm-hmm.
And they're softer, is what I can tell you.
Yeah. I think they're more defined.
Yeah. I mean, you definitely notice it. Like, it's just, they look softer, they look a little more natural and realistic, maybe, you know, not blocky, but is it
realism
changing?
Realism is always what I want in a game. Like
is it
this,
changing
you know?
My perception of the graphics or anything about WoW? Not even a little bit.
No.
It's just, it's like, yeah, I see it. The shadows are a little cleaner, I think. Is
I'd
that
love
the
for
word?
Them to support HDR, something that won't impact performance, because once
right.
again, it just isn't worth the performance hit for this game.
Now, I'm sure I know the answer to this, but it's safe to assume that what we're playing right now is going to be the same exact engine
yeah.
when the full game comes out,
mm-hmm.
and there's going to be no ray mm-hmm. trace surprises on launch day, right?
There might this be a patch it. From NVIDIA, but no, there are no surprises.
Okay.
This is it.
There's no lighting, there's no
nope.
dynamic, no real
no.
RTX effects
no.
going on other than these shadows.
Nope.
Which is interesting to me because we saw the AMD event, which isn't a ray tracing event, but still,
well,
it's a next gen.
We talked about this last week, like, and they're using
yeah.
WoW to showcase that.
Yes,
like, yeah.
Well, what's really going on here with that? Even NVIDIA or somebody was saying that. Did NVIDIA talk about WoW too? Did they? That
I
they
don't
were
recall,
adding ray tracing.
Maybe. I don't recall.
They didn't do enough.
Did
what
you
I'm
also
getting at.
Did you send me a picture of a Warcraft cup, or am I thinking of somebody else? Is that something you did last week? Didn't you go
no.
somewhere? Okay.
No.
Well, somebody went and got a Warcraft cup.
Where's that?
I think it was at Carl's Jr. We talked
oh.
about that. Like, you can get, like,
I showed
a,
you
got
a photo
Boulevard
of a Taco Bell cup.
Oh, yeah,
for,
yeah,
for
yeah.
Xbox.
Okay, maybe that's what I'm thinking of. Because you can do that, too. There's a lot of cup things going on right now in the gaming world. Xbox cups, a Taco Bell.
So, yeah, Carl's Jr. Collector's Shadowlands cup.
Yeah. I'm not doing it, but...
I don't think I've ever been to that. Isn't that like Hardee's?
I think
same
so,
thing,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Just depending where you live.
Because we had Hardee's in Illinois, and it was in Wisconsin, too. It's,
mm-hmm.
I think it's the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah. So are you leveling your characters, or are you just holding off until
No, I
week?
Am. I'm doing the Hunter. I'm doing the Warlords of Draenor stuff. I really haven't done a ton since we talked last.
Have you done any quests, like, there yet in Warlords? Or have you?
I'm at the gate, and I haven't gone in.
okay.
So I've no. been... Honestly, like, we did the dungeons, and then after that, I tore
yeah.
my PC apart, And I got a new NVMe drive, and I, whatever. It was a fucking nightmare getting
yeah.
Windows installed.
Well, at least you're on the path here. Everything's fine now. You're going to be ready for the pre-patch next week. We'll definitely do a show after that and sort of catch up on what we've been enjoying with it. So
yeah.
then let's jump into sort of what else is going on. Now, we talked about the release date. Along with that
yeah.
came a statement, okay? Since we first told you about our decision to delay, we used the time to further polish the expansion and shore up the endgame, including overhauling the combat system and rewards in the Maw. Now, some YouTubers who have been still playing in, like, the beta said, yeah, you guys haven't done that. There was nothing going on in the Maw, so what are you talking about? They said reworking the Covenant system to make your choice more immediately impactful and having clearer long-term goals. So that they did change. Now you get, like, a big Covenant boost, like, from joining one of the perks as they're right away instead of coming
okay.
later. So they definitely changed that around. So we still don't really know what this delay accomplished. Like, it definitely seems like there's still some bugs, but they did go in there and they did change some of the systems a little bit. So they
just having the test
bonds.
Realms and all that, does that ruin any
no I mean
possible surprise
I mean, it may ruin some surprise, but it also makes the game better because like they caused them to sort of like say, hey, this is not working how you guys thought it was going to. And then Blizzard, you know, they always deny it first and they're like, but no, our philosophy. And then as they get closer to release, they can see like.
But with the test realm, isn't everything 100% transparent? Like there's no possible
pretty
surprise
much, yeah.
Whatever, at this point, right?
Unless they're working a couple of weeks ahead of what's out, which is a possibility, but generally it's pretty similar. So yeah, like what people are seeing is going to be what's coming. And there's still like leveling bugs and things are not great, but they have some time, right? We still have a couple of weeks before the release. But, you know, what's interesting is, you know, for all the bad press Shadowlands has been getting, Shadowlands.
Most pre-orders.
Shadowlands has gotten the most pre-orders of any World of Warcraft expansion. And I think they've been saying this for a while. So they revealed
it's
this.
It's got to be COVID, too. Don't you think it's
COVID, of course. But, you know, we get a lot of bad press for Shadowlands, yes. We also hear from a lot of people out there, people who don't play on PC especially, or people who aren't really MMO players, they say, why is WoW still being talked about? This game is old. This game is dead. You know, WoW was killed. And it's like, okay, I can understand that. Like, maybe I haven't, like, loved the game for many expansions, but it's more popular now than it's ever been. Like, you have the most pre-orders. So does that tell us something, right? It tells us that the game isn't dead. It's breaking its own records, and it's always been very, very popular.
Yeah, I think it's pretty exciting, honestly, that the game just keeps going, and I like that, you know?
Yeah.
I do wish, though, they would, like, when this expansion comes out, I wish it would feel more like a next-gen WoW, and I know it's not going to. Like, will we ever get to that point with some expansion where it's like, oh my god, this is a fucking reboot, like a God of War or something? Will we ever get to that point?
I don't think we will. I don't think there's going to be a WoW 2 anytime soon. I think they're going to have
some expansion. Like,
well, Cataclysm did that, but not well, in my opinion. It was the beginning of the end. But, you know, I think it's about time for another old world refresh. And what I'm hoping is next expansion, the perfect time to do that is rebuilding some of the cities you destroyed last expansion, right? Like Undercity, rebuild to Lordaeron, like I've said. They took down all these cities and never gave us anything new to replace it. Like, maybe we do step out of the Shadowlands. Maybe there is some sort of time change that's happened. You know, maybe it passed differently. I'm ready to come back out to some changes.
I think I'm describing something a little more superficial, though. Like, just some... Like, oh my god, this game is truly next gen. Like, they've done it.
You can't mess with something like WoW, though, like that. Like,
it's
let's
just
say
too
they
big.
Go to a different perspective. I mean, they've already added like an action cam view or something, but let's say they're like, you know what? Now the game is first person. You know, they can't.
Well, I'm not saying that. Just.
Well, give me an example.
I guess mostly just visually and fidelity and all that. Like, the whole presentation. Like, it's. Like, I don't feel like I'm much different. I know that we are in a different place than we were 15 years ago, but really, in my mind, it hasn't really changed that much.
Well, take
you
a
know?
Look at the last Call of Duty against the one before. Did it look any better? Like, it's like, you know, games overall have not been
sure, but 5 years ago, if you go back to an Xbox 360 version of Call of Duty, you're gonna go, ugh.
Right, but take a look at the PC version of it. You know,
Right.
Like I said, like, they do make the game look better every generation, but there's only so much they can do, I believe, with that engine.
Right.
The thing to do would be adding all these technologies, right? DLSS, HDR, the ray tracing.
Yeah, like Minecraft. Like, look at Minecraft is a very simplistic game, and I haven't tried it with ray tracing, but supposedly it's one of the best demonstrations of what ray tracing can do.
Yeah.
So why can't they do that with WoW?
I think most people who play WoW are on bad computers.
Yeah, they're in a cyber cafe, or whatever they call it.
Yeah, they've got a laptop. I don't know.
Right.
I just feel like all these things would be for like the top 10% of people. You know, like nobody would be able to take advantage of this. When people post screenshots of their WoW, I'm like, oh, you play like that? There's like jaggies all over the, you know what I mean? So like we're kind of spoiled with our PCs that I think like we could drive this sort of stuff. But the average WoW, like they're going to what, like mass market. They see the data. Who's going to take advantage of this? Who's going to make, but I mean, look, Overwatch runs on anything and it looks like polished. So they could polish up the game a bit, sure. But I just don't think we're going to get that WoW 2 anytime soon.
We have a video on I have a video on my YouTube channel that's from like 12 years ago.
Your first duel with Jerk, right?
Yes. Yeah. And it's like, I don't know if it's the capture or
it could
but
be the capture.
But is that video like 320 by 240 or something?
It doesn't look very good. Yeah,
no.
I've seen like pre-alpha photos of WoW, like I saw Stormwind and stuff, and I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe they've done a little bit in 15 years or 16 years. So yes, but they can continue making it look better.
But in
I
your
agree.
Mind, it looks exactly the same. Like that's what I'm saying. Like in my mind, World of Warcraft looks exactly as it did when I first started playing. But I know that's not true. But
I mean, it has held up amazingly considering. And yeah. They have done an okay job, I think, kind of making it look better and better. So let's see. Like, once I think when I did play in the alpha that I thought that Shadowlands looked better than live. Could have been some placebo.
I did too. No. I immediately, when I did the PTR thing, I immediately thought it looked better. I thought everything looked better. Like, right. I was like, I was maybe, like you said, placebo. Maybe I was inventing things. Because, like, when we were on the boat in the beginning, I thought that the water and the effects there with the ocean were, like, really more dramatic than I ever saw. And then when you got into Exile's Reach and when you're killing the Murlocs immediately, I thought, and the water looked really great, like in that little area there. So I think it does look better.
It's usually confined to all the new zones, right? So we'd see it in Exile's Reach already because they were using those same
tools. I'm out of there now, right? So,
So when we get to the new zones, right? And Blizzard's been posting these videos. There's only one left to do, but they've been posting them. They're called, like, From Above. So Shadowlands Bastion from above, Shadowlands Maldraxxus from above. And, I mean, you can sort of play these videos here. I guess they haven't done the Rivendreth area yet, but you can sort of see just a lot of attention to detail. They're using these newer tools to build these zones, and I think they do look impressive.
Right.
It's interesting that they're choosing to showcase that as, like, a zone feature. They're showing, like, here's what they look like from above, and you know what concerns me is, I've said this before, is they look small. They look more like maps in a game instead of maps of the world. Like, the zones just look like they were designed in a video game. And I go back to something like Grizzly Hills. That was this big open place that connected to a bunch of other big open places. And I worry that in this expansion, my main concern is that it's going to feel too instanced, too portaled, two separate lands. I don't want it to feel like Destiny. And it's starting to look a little like Destiny here to me, because we go into this portal world, right? We go to another portal. We go to another portal. It's another hub. These little zones, same thing with Destiny. Like, you go around and each little planet is this own little place. And what I didn't like about that is I always said I want it to be like, wow, I land, I run around. I just keep running. I keep running and seeing what I can find.
I
run into another
mean.
Zone. Oh my God, a flight path. I keep running. It's a fucking world. It's not just a zone. It's a world. And here we have very distinct four zones, and they're all separate, and you can't run to the edge of them, and it's like, it doesn't make me feel like I'm truly getting an expansion, and it kind of makes me feel sad. Once again, this takes me back to everything feeling like an expansion-only feature. Whereas in the past, if they added a zone, maybe it felt more connected to the other zones, and I could run there. You know, this just seems like I'm removed. I'll never go back to these places. Next 2 years, when the new expansion comes back, am I going to be thinking about the Shadowlands? It's not somewhere I'm going to run into at a Westfall, right? If I'm going through, or I'm out there in the Thunderbluff, you know?
That's what I was thinking. Like, the Barrens and all that. When I left Thunderbluff, and it felt like the world was endless. Like, it was a real place, you know?
Yeah.
And maybe I did walk through an area for 10 minutes, and I saw nothing, and nothing happened.
But
that was like, that's like the real world, right? So,
yeah.
Are they designing these games for people with ADD now, where everything needs to be so defined? And so you walk 20 feet and there's a purpose for that 20 feet and that's it, right? So something has to happen immediately.
I still remember running from the top to the bottom of Fellwood because the flight path sucked. And I was like, this is going on forever. But I was like, every little place was an adventure, and every cave I found.
I remember getting doing the flight path and like leaving my computer and just like coming back 10 minutes later.
It was a welcome break. You wanted that long flight path.
When was the last time I've done that, by the way? I don't remember the last time I've left my computer because of a flight path.
No. So, I mean, I feel like this is their new sort of philosophy, though, with the expansion after this. I'm sure it's just going to be, we're now going to a Titan planet, and we're going to explore this planet. It's like, well, I feel so separate from this other world, from Azeroth, from where I'm supposed to be from. A lot of people want to go to other planets and explore them. I don't want to. I want to keep exploring Azeroth, okay? Maybe we add another zone.
I want to get on a fucking blimp. I want to take a goddamn boat. I want to feel like I'm going from continent to continent and traveling this globe.
I want something to happen in our world, like the Scarlet Crusade coming back. They rose during the time. There's so many settings. Like, there's still this core sort of stuff they haven't explored. And instead, they're just making it up now, I feel like, at this point, because we don't have any more lore. We've run out of it. So now they're going to be like, the Titans aren't the final say here. This jailer is the new bad guy. But it's like, you didn't tell us anything about the jailer. We don't know anything about him. We don't know where he came from. You pulled him out of your ass, and we're supposed to be excited about killing him? Like, great, tell us more about him.
What if they went back to all the original starting areas, right? And
yeah.
did an entire expansion expanding on, like, let's take the Torrens, right?
Yeah.
So there's a just like a Thunder Bluff expansion where there's this deep story to tell mm-hmm. with the Torrens and their lore and everything
yeah,
that's going on
over there.
Yeah, I
want to know more about our characters. Instead of giving us allied races and, you know, we're learning more yeah. about them, let's go back to the basics, I feel like. It's like they're just going away from too much of what made WoW WoW. Like,
right.
I almost feel weird running around and seeing those Vulpera. I'm like, this isn't WoW.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's mm-hmm. cool. I'm not going to knock it, right? I guess I'm glad it's there for variety for people, but I just feel like they've abandoned, like, they do too much just to get those things on the box, like allied races. Instead of going back and making the core game great and what I feel like they just, like, sort of ignored, like, I love the human orc lore, you know? Like, I know it's been played out, but I want to see stuff about the human kingdom stuff and Lordaeron and the Scarlet Crusade and all that. Like, I want that to come back. So let's go through this earnings call.
Yeah, I want to talk about that because it's interesting to me.
Yeah.
Just how much. Where the revenue comes from with Activision Blizzard, and I guess we also have to include King, which I guess is the publisher.
Yeah.
That's the Candy Crush
so
thing,
I actually
right?
purchased some Blizzard stock. I just,
oh, did
didn't
you?
Want to do it. Yeah, because, like, you know, everything's on sale right now. And
now, when you buy Blizzard stock, is that Activision?
It's Activision,
Blizzard?
Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
The reason I
okay.
did is because I don't think Call of Duty is going anywhere. I feel like they are going strong year after year. I also feel like the new mobile thing they acquired, King, seems to be doing well. And WoW is just sort of like a stable thing. They've got a lot of new games coming out in the new year. So, you know, this call, sort of the investor call, sort of showed once again how it's broken up. Like, look at that final panel there. So the majority, 46% of their operating margin is from King mobile games.
That's nutso.
45% from Activision, driven by Call of Duty.
And by
32%
the way, that's not gross
WoW.
Revenue. That's profit, right? So the most profit's coming from there. But the, actually, the most cash flow is actually coming from Call of Duty.
But it costs the most to make, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Their margin is 45%. It's 45% of their operating margin.
So why don't you take us through each panel here and some of the highlights that interest you? What do you make of all this?
Well, Activision, quarter three, they had $773 million come in. This is mostly for Modern Warfare and Warzone. 270% up.
Wow.
So that just tells you that the free-to-play model is way more profitable.
As
right?
well as putting it on the Blizzard launcher and putting it on PC,
yes.
it actually did really well for the first time.
Right. And but then they say that the successful launch of Tony Hawk also helped them quarter three. But why is that not on the Blizzard launcher and that's in the Epic Game Store on PC? I don't understand that.
Isn't
that weird?
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know.
So operating income and operating margin were both Q3 records. So
yeah,
best Q3 ever. Blizzard itself, $411 million in segment net revenues. And basically, revenue grew 4% year after year, driven by another strong quarter of growth for World of Warcraft. So basically, they were up 40%. Right?
Now look, it says monthly active users of 30 million. So that doesn't necessarily mean Warcraft only. In the second panel photo up top. So that means across Warcraft, Hearthstone, Overwatch, 30 million active users. So how many of those are only in WoW? We just don't know anymore. But think about it. If the pre-sales have broken records, like, what do you think subscriber numbers are? Like, they stopped sharing those. So we have no clue.
Right. All right, let me go back to... We might be looking at slightly different panels.
Well, there's only three. There's three photos. So I gave you a link.
Yeah, I'm on WoWhead, so we're playing different sites. Hang on, let me go pull up that other one.
Just, yeah.
And then basically the bottom line here, too, is that Candy Crush makes a fuck ton of money. Like, what?
Yeah.
Is that like Facebook? It's everything, right?
Yeah.
Like, what? Like, it's like you would think, like, you know, we do an entire podcast about World of Warcraft. It seems like such a big thing in the world. But the reality is some stupid fucking candy matching app is really where the money's at.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's more people, what? Like a few years ago we talked about this, we said there's more people playing Flappy Bird than all the big games we were covering on VGO, right? You know, we're talking about Uncharted or whatever, God of War. It's like, yeah, that's nothing compared to who's playing Flappy Bird. So
it's driven by growth in both in-app purchases and advertising. So free-to-play game, 100% free, serving ads and hoping that people buy whatever currency they're selling. So there was one slide I saw before, I can't find it, like basically the Call of Duty is a $1 billion franchise now. because the numbers that we are talking about are just quarter three. Well, you know what's funny, Michelle?
Mm-hmm.
I am an Activision Blizzard guy.
Yeah, I mean, you could live off that launcher.
Tony Hawk, Call of Duty, and WoW. I mean, hello, that's basically me, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Isn't that crazy?
Have you ever looked at the launcher and wanted to play any of the other games? Because I know, yeah. I've maybe applied. Do you ever say, oh, what's going on over there? And
like I installed like StarCraft or something. Or
yeah.
But then it's like one night I'm like in the launcher. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, I should install this, but then never play it. You
right.
know?
It is weird what they choose.
But I've played all of those games. I've played them all, though. There's nothing there that's new, you know.
I didn't know you'd been around in Heroes of the Storm or something.
I've tried it. Not a lot.
It's not a great MOBA, in my opinion.
But I used to play StarCraft. I used to play, OG Warcraft on my. Mm-hmm. I remember playing it on my old PowerBook a long time ago.
And you actually enjoyed Warcraft 3. I know I was a little more critical than you were. And
yes,
so you enjoyed that, and you you didn't get through all that. So it's like, if you really had to, if somebody said to you, there's one launcher that you have to live off of, you might choose this over Steam, because
it's honestly where I spend most of my time.
Yeah. That's pretty crazy if you think about it. So overall, it was a positive investor call. I mean, they announced the release date of Shadowlands that same day, which people are saying, you know, geez, wonder why, because that came out during there. But, you know, everything is up, up, up. Activision, Blizzard, and King, their mobile division. And it's just like, with all this cash coming in, how can they take that and turn it around and make people feel good about WoW again, you know? Maybe we do need that sort of revamp you're talking about. Just, I don't know if they're spending wisely for the game. Like, I can't help feeling like, what
are you
guys
doing? Do you think
they're
taking all this money in, though, and they're funneling it more towards, like, Call of Duty development? Like, that feels more mm-hmm. active to me than anything that happens on WoW. Would you agree? Like, it just feels like it's more like bleeding edge gaming technology or styles.
You might log in and see every couple of weeks, you might see a fun event in COD, right? You know?
Yeah.
You always see that in WoW.
Every time I go there, there's some new thing they're trying to sell me, some new skin, some new weapon, some new effect, or there's some season pass thing.
I think it's because they have two teams developing. So here's what happens with WoW. You know, you have them working on this expansion for like the first year, and then like the last year will just be Deadsville because everybody's working on the new expansion. And so it's like they can go like a year and a half without a content update. Like, we've had such a drought.
Right.
And maybe they need some sort of, I know they have like A team, B team, and they shift them around within Blizzard. You know, a lot of people went to go work on Titan, then they pulled off and whatever. But like, I feel like we need some sort of better team B that works on WoW and adds new content to WoW during the point where the team A is developing for the next expansion. Because every other game, including Call of Duty.
There needs to be weekly fucking things that are happening that people will talk about, right?
Yes.
And maybe because they have no competition is the problem. Like, Call of Duty clearly has fucking serious competition, right? Apex Legends, Fortnite, whatever. You know, mm-hmm. PUBG, they're going against the mindshare of all these Twitch streamers and all these that kind of mentality. So Call of Duty is on edge and always has to be fresh, right?
Yep.
Whereas WoW has no competition. They're just living in their little
bubble.
Yeah, I mean, a
lot of buzz about Ashes of Creation, which is a new MMO coming out. You know, Asmongold's been talking about it a lot. There's a couple of new MMOs that could come along, but you're never going to pull all these people who've been playing WoW for 16 years away. And I think that's the problem. You know, you need that competition to make a diamond, that pressure. And WoW doesn't really have it. They need it. They need a kick in the face. And I thought, like, you know, BFA was it. Like, hey, your subs dropped probably. Everyone said this is the worst expansion ever made. Are you going to come back and learn your lesson? And it's like, people are just thinking that they didn't yet. So, you know, I'm going into Shadowlands positive, but...
I am. I'm excited for new stuff. And, like, I like it because it's kind of like right now I don't really have direction and I've lost direction and mm-hmm. I'm hoping to have, you know... very clear direction, like, immediately. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I definitely think this is going to be the fresh start a lot of people need, especially to rejoin the game, which is also why I think we've seen so many pre-orders, because there's a lot of people like, oh, I've been away from the game for 10 years, but I guess I can come back now because it's only 1 through 50.
And they're also going, it's COVID and I can't go out to eat tonight, so I guess I'll just play WoW.
And for people cooped up like you in the cold weather, luckily I'm fortunate enough where I could go outside if I wanted. I won't choose to because I'm going to be playing WoW. But what are you supposed to do? You know, it's drizzling, it's snowing. you're locked
and,
in.
And there's a pandemic.
There's a pandemic. What are you supposed to do? You can't go out to eat and go to the movies, so you play World of Warcraft. So finally, I want to kind of see a couple of articles have been coming out about the legacy of Arthas and Shadowlands. There was a Screen Rant interview with Steve Denuser, and they said that World of Warcraft Shadowlands will explore the origins of Arthas's downfall. And so there were a couple of Screen Rant interviews and a bunch of buzz about this article, talking about how, you know, they're not just going to use Arthas as like some, I don't know, quest giver or something lame. He's not just going to pop up in his own, but we're going to learn sort of about his final act. There's a scene in which several of our main characters discuss the legacy of Arthas. They note that his specter hangs over all of them like a shroud. So, like, he's pretty much like the biggest character in WoW, I think, right, at this point.
I agree.
And he is lingering over the whole story of Shadowlands, which once again is getting rumors swirling about that the expansion after this is going to be some sort of return of him in some way. That maybe at the end of this expansion, we're going to get a big Arthas cinematic. We're going to get some big reveal that we're saving his soul. He's coming back alive again. He's going to take us back into that new world.
Wow.
But there's
that
like
fucking, that page just killed my Chrome.
Did it? A lot of you had to use an ad blocker?
I'm just using vanilla Chrome. It absolutely nuked Chrome.
Anyway, guys, I think that's it. Thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate it. If you have any questions or comments, you can email us, contact@videogameoutsiders.com. You can head on down to our Discord at videogameoutsiders.com, ask us a question or chat with the community. And we will be back very soon. Like I said, that pre-patch event is starting next week on the 10th, so we'll be back sometime after that.
All right, guys, thanks for listening, subscribing, all that good shit. Out.